Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller again. You know, with all of the Super Bowl chatter, all the Super Bowl talk, you got to get the perspective from the GOAT, right? No, not that one. I'm talking about the GOAT of Jeopardy. Brad Rutter is with us. Brad, how are you? Are you from Philadelphia?
I'm from a bit outside Philadelphia, Lancaster, Amish country, actually.
Oh, sure, sure. No, absolutely. I know exactly where that is. I did radio in Pittsburgh for a long time, so that's a great, it's a great part of the country. Hey, so first of all, congratulations on being the smartest man in the room at every room.
I mean, I'm not quite sure that's true, but I'll take the compliment.
Well, I mean, how many times? Was it five times that you won Jeopardy?
Well, it's I've lost track at this point. I was originally on in the five times in your retired area, so it's at least five times. And I've gone back for a bunch of All-Star tournaments and ended up winning those as well. So I've done some winning.
Yeah, and you've kind of parlayed that now into this incredible TV career. You're starring on the quiz show The Chase on ABC, season four. This is pretty exciting. Talk about what the format is for this show.
Well, we have a killer roster of trivia champions, including some people you would recognize from Jeopardy. And we bring a team of three strangers together who think they're pretty good at trivia and think they can take us on. And if they manage to beat us, they can take home six figures. So it's high stakes, high drama. It's a lot of fun.
And now you're the chaser. Is that right?
That's right.
And so what does that mean? What do you do when you're the chaser?
Well, the contestants each build up a cash bank with some rapid-fire trivia questions, and then they have to risk that against one of the chasers, of which I'm one. And it's a multiple-choice round where we sort of chase them down the board, and if we catch them, they go home. But if they get the money back to their bank, they stick around for the final round, where it's two sets of rapid-fire trivia questions that the contestants will answer a bunch, put up a number, and then the chaser will have to match that number. And if we do, they go home with nothing. If they don't, they win a lot of money.
Yeah, we're talking to Brad Rutter here on the National Defense and the new show, The Chase, which returns for its fourth season on ABC. And this is pretty exciting stuff, Brad. And then you've also got, you're producing some shows, right?
Yeah, I've been working in TV and movies for quite a bit. Probably not as much as I'd like, but, you know, it pays the bills.
What is the pub quiz? That sounds interesting.
Oh, that was a pilot we did a few years ago, and here's some Hollywood inside baseball for you.
Good.
Basically, the pitch for it was it's Always Sunny meets pub quiz. So, it's a pub quiz consisting of the worst people you've ever met. Right when we were getting ready to pitch it around town, news broke in the trades that NBC had ordered a pilot due to a contractual obligation from, I don't even remember who it was, some actor who was on like Parks and Rec or something, and that had a pub quiz theme. Now, nothing ever happened with that. I don't know if they ever even shot it, but that's once that breaks, it's enough to kill our show dead. So, you know, we may pitch it around again sometime, but it was a lot of fun to make, and we were proud of it. But that's how the cookie crumbled sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We've had a lot of celebrities, entertainers on this show, and you get to find out about a lot of the pilots that never make it to air. And I can remember a couple of guys. Who was the guy on the announcer for Laugh-In? I was talking to him one day, and he had shot Gary Owens, and he had shot, I think he said 12 pilots that never made it to air. So it's got to be a combination of timing and luck, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of a miracle that anything ever makes it to release or on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is. And it's such a long process. I mean, when you get started and things stay on the shelf for a long time, and one day somebody goes, hey, we should probably air that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough business. What's tougher, being a producer or a contestant on Jeopardy?
Oh, definitely a producer. It's a lot more work.
Well, now, what's your background in terms of education, Brad?
I am a college dropout, as a matter of fact. I was working in this will go back to tell you how far back I go. When I first went on Jeopardy, I was working at a CD store. So back when those were a thing. So,
That's funny.
Like you said, I've been able to parlay it into a TV career, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic. And because you're a college dropout, that explains why you're picking the Eagles. It should be a great game, man. Congratulations on everything, Brad, and best of luck with The Chase, returning for its fourth season on ABC. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.